they were overlapping. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say cross purposes. Yeah, I wouldn't say competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I was almost totally ignorant of what he was doing until he was having some success.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, like, here's the Morton tube and a number of people working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need the GE tube anymore, so let's forget that. Something important has come up, the traveling wave tube.
Mm-hmm.
John Pierce was over here, having been to England, met Rudy Kompner, and come back with this wonderful idea and build a traveling wave tube. So all of a sudden, there's a conference in my boss's office, Schelling's office, and Pierce is there. And here we've got this wonderful new kind of an amplifier, and they're building this tube in the research department up at New York,
mm-hmm.
Pierce was, but we need somebody to work on the circuit aspects of this. And so Morton's making this triode, and there's plenty of activity on there, so would you drop this and work on the traveling wave tube?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to drop that, but on the other hand, this traveling wave tube thing is very exciting. New thing, that's mm-hmm. great. So sure, I started learning all that Pierce could teach me about the traveling wave tube mm-hmm. and so forth, and learning about helices, and I wound a helix and measured the fields on it and so forth. But once I understood the helix, and I was learning fast about helices, what do I do next? The tube is, everything is inside the tube. There's no circuit on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, really, the only way I can work on that circuit is to build my own tubes, essentially. And I got the go-ahead to get a vacuum pump mm-hmm. and do this thing with demountable tubes. Nobody at that time, I think, to my knowledge, had done anything with demountable tubes.